A hip-hop band called The Roots recently released its seventh CD. It's called The Tipping Point. And here with a review is Day-to-Day's Christian Bordahl.
The Roots have been a critical, more than a commercial, success. In their previous albums, they've covered a lot of musical ground, incorporating R&B, jazzy touches, indie rock, even a little punk and drum and bass. And they've performed all that as a unit, with the band's rapper, Tariq Black Thought Trotter, mostly incorporated into the overall sound like one of the instruments. But the band's latest album, The Tipping Point, is definitely all Black Thought. It's an old-school hip-hop record with the rest of the band basically laying down a groove for the rapper to do his thing.
And it weighs a ton. Read G's, motherfuckers, I'm a son of a gun. Black master of any trade under the sun. Talk sharp like a razor blade under the tongue. Clear my path and come get your captain hung. Trying to breathe like black or collapse your lung.
For those of you who aren't already card-carrying members of the Roots fan club, here are some basic facts. The band was started by resident rapper, mouthpiece, Black Thought, and drummer and musical director Questlove, spelled with a question mark. Now, the stripped-down lineup for this new CD, The Tipping Point, also includes Leonard Hub Hubbard on bass and Kamal on keys. The band hails from Philly, and while most hip-hop acts are content to do it all on turntables, laptops, samplers, and sequences, the Roots are a hip-hop rarity, a band that plays real instruments, and they rock live. In fact, the Roots' early fan base was an alternative crowd that they tapped into when they played the second stage on Lollapalooza in the summer of 95. But on their latest record, they've replaced some of that live player feel with the more standard sound by the Roots doing a stripped-down rap album. Well, not that Black Thought isn't a good rapper, he just never felt like a classic frontman to me. He's got the chops, he's plenty smart and quick, and I appreciate the social consciousness he weaves through the required rap braggadocio. But straight-up rap requires a powerful personality, like Big Daddy Kane, who Black Thought impersonates on a tune called Boom. Or Eminem, or Chuck D, or... You know, it's like the difference between Bruce Springsteen and whoever the lead singer is for the band Fish. You know, I mean... To me, the Roots work best when they work as a unit. These guys are really musical, and they've got a lot to offer. But for those of you coming to the Roots for the first time, I suggest you check out their last album, Phrenology. Or better yet, catch the band live. They're out there doing a number of dates in the coming weeks.
The group is The Roots. The new CD is called The Tipping Point. The review came from our music critic, Christian Bordahl. That review by Day-to-Day's Christian Bordahl.